portion of the Torah, Parshas Bereishis, includes eternal lessons of central importance, dealing as it does with the creation of the world and the creation of man. Among the most well-known parts of this parsha is the commandment which Adam and Chava were given not to consume the fruit of the tree of knowledge. And with this first commandment came the very first transgression, when they ate from this fruit, bringing with it, as our sages tell us, misfortune and death into the world, and all of the misfortune stemming from that one sin for all subsequent generations. Upon closer examination of this transgression, we will find it to be most surprising. First of all, Adam himself was not born in a regular way. He was an actual creation of God himself. And being on such a superior level, how could he have transgressed a direct commandment that he heard from God himself? Even more so, the commandment was not something so difficult to do. He was allowed to eat other things. Just from this one tree they were unable to eat. Furthermore, in the Talmud it is found a description of the various events which transpired on this day of creation, the sixth day. And according to the calculation which is made, the commandment not to eat from this tree was applicable for only 3 hours. There were only 3 hours left of the sixth day, and when the seventh day, the Sabbath, would enter, the prohibition would be taken away altogether. So here we are with a superior individual with a very easy commandment for a very short period of time. And nevertheless, he was unable to keep it. Why should it have been so difficult for Adam to keep this commandment? However, when we examine the internal workings of a person, this will be understandable. Just as a person has a desire to do good, a natural born instinct to do good, so too he has a natural impulse to do bad, to do against the desire of his creator. And this is known in Hebrew writings as the Yetzer Hara. This impulse both includes a desire to do things which are wrong, and also a desire not to do certain things which are good. And this impulse to do bad is not necessarily in direct correlation with the difficulty of this particular commandment. As we can see in our own personal lives, that some things which might from an objective standpoint be very difficult to do, we have no trouble with. Whereas something which might be very easy and might take a very short period of time, nevertheless we find extremely difficult. And this might differ from one person to the next. What I might find difficult to do, someone else might find very easy to do, and vice versa. It's explained in Jewish writings that the reason for this is that every single person has his own individually tailored tests. Although all of the commandments must be kept, nevertheless, there might be one which is especially close to his soul, to his neshama, and especially important for him to perform. So too, this might vary throughout time periods, not only from one individual to another, but all the individuals in one generation in comparison with another. A certain type of commandment might be very difficult for everyone in one generation to keep, because this is the specially important test for that generation. And so too, in one place as opposed to another, there might be some commandments which are more important in one area as opposed to another area. Among these variations, wherever we find something which is most important that it be done, we find the Yetzer Hara, the impulse to do bad, putting up the biggest fight. That since this is what is most relevant and most important, this is where it puts its greatest effort. Now, when we have someone of the stature of Adam HaRishon, the first man, and we have the very first commandment which was ever given, and if this one commandment, as our sages tell us, was fulfilled, then that first Sabbath would have ushered in the Messianic Age. We can see that this one commandment for this short period of time was perhaps the most important mitzvah which was ever given. It is for this reason that the evil impulse, the evil inclination, or Yetzer Hara as we call it, at that time embodied by the Nachash, the serpent, put in the greatest efforts to ensure that this commandment was not kept. Therefore, from an objective standpoint, we might have We might think that this is a very easy commandment to fulfill, and certainly if oneself was put in such a situation, not to eat a certain type of fruit for 3 hours, what easier sort of commandment could there be? However, this is not the case, because we cannot imagine what sort of obstacles the Yetzirah put in front of Adam and Chava at that moment, being that this commandment was so relevant for all future generations. And so too, every generation has their own tests. And we could possibly say that the special test for our generation is, as said in the Medrash, that Moses was very humble when he looked at our generation, because our generation has the very special test and the specially difficult obstacle of having to deal with people that mock our observance in Judaism. That when someone comes to directly attack your observance, this is something easier to stand up against. But when someone comes and mocks you and makes fun of your observance, this is something which takes a special inner strength to overcome. And this is the lesson that we learn, that if not for Adam having fallen through at that moment, he would have brought the Messianic Age immediately at the end of that 3-hour period. And so too, when we stand up to our test, and without shame fully fulfill the precepts of the Torah, and so too we will usher in the Messianic Age.